Chapter 14. Jesus is on his way to the cross, and he's already taught the disciples, washed their feet, and he's getting ready to teach us in John chapter 14. Let's read verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? I'm glad Thomas asked that question. Amen. And Jesus gives the answer in verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Let's pray together. Father, we are grateful and thankful that you are Almighty God and you sent your Son to die for sinners like us. And Lord, today my heart, I believe is your heart, Lord Jesus, and that is for someone here today to trust you and to get that settled, that question, how they can know for sure where they're going to spend eternity, in heaven or in hell. And Lord, today I pray you give me utterance, give me the words to say, and Lord, help me to be bold as I try and endeavor to preach the gospel. Lord, may the gospel be clear. I pray that you would bless your service and be welcome here. And Lord, we'll give you the glory for all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. Good to see our dear brother Gray back here. And I know you folks have been praying for him, and he's been praying for us. And it's good to see everyone here. Pray for Miss Chena. She's in Honduras. And the Snyders are over in Nebraska. And many, they're traveling and things. But you know what? I'm thankful you're here today. If you know somebody sick, just don't think about them. Pray for them. Ask God to help them and be a blessing. So I love this verse in verse 1 of chapter 14. Could it be one of the most favorite verses in all of Scripture? Could it be? Let not your heart be troubled. I mean, there's a lot of trouble in this life, in this world. And can I tell you the remedy for a troubled heart? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the only one that can help your heart and fill that void and give you peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And of course, the deity of Christ here. We believe as born-again Christians that Jesus is God, right? And Jesus died on the cross for our sin. It's just the truth. You know, He took our place. this nail came up. I didn't know where it went, but I'm glad it's back. Amen. Hey, He took our nails on that cross. Our sins were nailed to the cross. He bore in His body our sin on the tree. I'm so thankful that He went there and He paid the debt. Amen. Like Romans says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Son. I'm glad that we can believe in God, we can believe in Jesus Christ, and if you do that, you don't have to go to hell. We deserve hell. We've all sinned. Every person in this building has sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned, the Bible says. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ made a way to have forgiveness for us. We can go where He is. I like that song. I was going to have Larry sing it again right before I preached, but he beat me to it. Amen. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. But you'll not go to heaven unless you go through Jesus. Amen. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And so you need Him. And the Bible says that here in verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. You know, the new versions out there, they think they know more than God, and they put in there, in a lot of the versions, many rooms. I don't believe that. I take the Bible for face value. Amen. I take it literally. And if God can create the universe, can create man and woman, can create all things that were ever created, He can build a mansion for you in heaven. Amen. And the Bible says there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, verse 2, I go to prepare a place for you. And what a place that's going to be. If God's preparing it, I'm telling you, that's something else. And so He says in John 17, 21, just hold your place here and go to verse 21 in chapter 17. This is the high priestly prayer of Jesus. He's praying right before He goes to the cross. And He says in verse 21, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me, and the glory which Thou gavest Me. Verse 22, the glory which Thou gavest Me I have given them, that they may be one, even as We are one, I in them, and Thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me. Look at verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory which Thou hast given Me, for Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world. Friends, that's a blessing to me. He knew you before the foundation of the world. And He loved you. And when He went to that cross and He laid down on that cross and they nailed His hands and feet, this is the actual size of a Roman nail. And when they pierced His hands and pierced His feet and wore that crown and they spat upon Him and mocked Him and beat Him, He had you in mind. He knew that one day we would need. It was all in His plan. Amen? And He laid down His life and shed His perfect, precious blood for sinners like me and like you. And for the world. He's not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want you to go to hell. That's why I went to the cross. You don't have to go to hell. He wants you to be in heaven with Him, like the Bible says, that you may be with Him in heaven. And one day, if you trust Jesus as your Savior, you'll go straight to heaven. Amen. Heaven's a wonderful place. Heaven's a place where there's no more pain and no more fear and no more death. Heaven's a place that is real as where you're sitting right there in your pew. And that's what He said in back in chapter 14. He says, I've gone, verse 2, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, that's a blessing to me. Because no place will compare like the place that the Lord is going to take you to. So how do you get there? Let's just read on a little bit. He says in chapter 14, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Aren't you glad that He's coming back one day? I mean, He said it right there. It's a promise. It's a clear scripture promise. He's going to come back. He's not forgot about you. Amen. I'm looking for the upper taker, not the undertaker. Amen. The upper taker. And he could come back today. The question is this, really, are you ready? Amen. Are you ready to meet God? Are you prepared? Has there been a time in your life that you can go back to where you humbled yourself and said, Lord, I need you as my Savior? Have you done that? And if you have, then you're ready to go. And so if you've not done that, today's the day of salvation. Amen. Now's the accepted time. Don't put him off, because it just gets, the devil just works, doesn't he? And it'll get easier for you. Listen, it'll get easier for you to put him off the next time. And your heart becomes calloused, if you will. And so today, if the Holy Spirit's knocking at your heart's door, don't close him out. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Oh, just trust him. Trust the Lord to save you. And he will today. Read on down in verse 4. And whether I go, you know, and the way you go, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Well, they called Thomas, Doubting Thomas. You've heard that phrase, Doubting Thomas. But he asked flat out. He was standing in front of the Savior. How can we know? I mean, Jesus is real. He walked in this time, in the Bible times. And John, the writer, he was one of the sons of thunder, right? James and John. They were fishermen. And they came to Christ. Even John, who God used to pen the revelation. I mean, John was a humble man. He's the one that leaned on Jesus' breast. He needed the Savior. He came to the Savior. And he talks a lot about Jesus in his book here, in the book of John, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. But the answer Jesus gave in verse 6, it's so clear. It's so simple. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, Thomas, Mr. Thomas. And you know he says that to us today too, right? Whoever you may be, Jesus is looking at you and saying, I am the way. He is the way. What is he the way? It's the way of salvation, amen? It's the way. I like Luke chapter 1. Why don't you just hold your place here and go to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, so it's right before. If you go to the left in chapter 1, this is John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. He's preaching, and he gives us something about the way here in Luke chapter 1. Let's look at verse 76. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. Remember, John the Baptist was the forerunner. And he says in verse 77, I give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, when your sins are forgiven. And that's what that means. Verse 78, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into what? The way of peace. The way of peace. So I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the way of salvation. He is the way of peace. And you can have a relationship with him. He says back in John 14, go back over there. In verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he's not only the way of salvation, the way of peace. He's the only way to heaven. Can I say this? There's no other way. Amen. You can't go by your good works. You cannot go by your religion. No. Jesus, listen, Jesus has slammed the door on all religion with that verse right there. Charlie Kirk preached that verse a lot. 14:6, John 14:6. Because there is no other way. There's only one cross that a Savior died on. And by the way, not only did He die, but He was buried, and 3 days later He came out of the grave. That's the truth. He's alive. And we have life because of Him. But He says He's not only the way, but He's the truth. Well, you know the devil's a liar, and you can't believe him. In John 8 and verse 44, the Bible says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Friends, you don't need to believe the devil. Don't listen to the devil. Believe the Word of God. Believe Jesus, who died for you. He's the one that loves you and gave His life for you. The devil just wants you to go to hell. He wants you to be separated from God and separated from heaven. But I'm here to say, you can trust Jesus today, and He'll never let you down because He's the truth. Pilate, remember that question that was asked? What is truth? Can I tell you, this Bible is true right here. And you can believe you can be saved because it's in here. People say, well, how do you know you're saved? Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Bible says it, and it's pure and it's right, and there's no contradictions in the Word of God. Don't believe religion. Believe God's Word. Do you believe God's Word today? Amen. He is the way, He's the truth, and He is the life. He is the life. In fact, we have no life without Jesus. The Scripture says, in Him we live and move and have our being. You know, if you don't have Jesus, you're lost. You're condemned already. You're on your way to hell. But I'm thankful that God made a way through His precious Son. And, you know, I like to take a beeline to the cross, Brother James. We were talking as I visited James the other day. He likes the book of Romans. He loves the book of Romans. That's his favorite book, right, James? And it tells us so much about salvation. But if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, what's He say? Thou shalt be saved. I'm thankful that He is the life. He's the resurrection and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. So if you don't have life, you can have it. Say, how do I do that? It's very simple. Why don't we go to the book of Romans? Let's just go. Acts, Romans, just go to the right. Romans, we can start in chapter 3 and look at a few verses. Romans chapter 3, I want you to see it for yourself, because when God said it, that settled it. Amen. In chapter 3, Romans, look at these verses. Verse 10, as it is written, there is what? None righteous. No, not one. Verse 23, for all have sinned, A-L-L, that means everybody. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Look at Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
That's death and hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You see, He purchased our salvation. He bought that gift. Here it is. With His own blood. He paid for that gift of salvation. And He offers it to you today. He offers you the free gift of salvation. You can't earn it. You can't work for it, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. Don't you like Ephesians 2, 8, and 9? Oh, I'll say it slow. For by grace are ye saved, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we could work for it, then why did He have to suffer? Why did He have to die? You know, you'll ask some well-meaning people, some moral people, they're good morally people, but they're still sinners and they're still lost. And in God's sight, they've come way short, right? You stole something as a child? As a child, maybe? What's that make you? A thief. You've lusted on a woman with your heart and your eyes? What's that make you? An adulterer. You've disobeyed your parents? You've dishonored your parents. You've told a little lie? Well, it's just a little white lie. It's a lie. And every lie you tell, you have to tell 20 more to cover it up. And it's just like your father, the devil. He's a liar. Okay, so you're a liar. You're an adulterer. You stole something. You're a thief. I mean, we deserve punishment. But Jesus said, I love them. And I'm not willing that they perish. So I'm going to take and I'm going to pay for their sins, the sins of the world. I'm going to pay for their sins in full so they can go free. So they can have freedom. You shall know the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And the truth shall what? Make. Some people say set. It's make. He'll make you free. Who? Jesus. And He's the only one that will make you free. You can't have peace. You can't have life. You can't have a home in heaven without Jesus Christ. Now go to Romans 5:8. Back up. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth, that word Zane means proved. He proved it. Where did He prove it? On the cross. He came out of the grave. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ what? He died for us. And it was a horrible death. It was a bloody death. It was a sacrificial death. It was a death that only He could provide because He was without sin. And we're justified by Christ. Now go to Romans. Let's read the rest of the verse. But God commendeth His love toward us that while while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. It's the only way you can be saved. Go to Romans chapter 10. Paul's heart and desire was for Israel, that they would be saved. But he's also, his prayer and God's prayer is for all Gentiles. He wants everyone saved. Look at verse 9, chapter 10 of Romans. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, see your need of a Savior, and you want to do it from your heart. You believe in thine heart, not thy head, but thine heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead. Let's read it. Thou shalt be saved. Do you believe that? Amen. It's that simple. So you place your faith and trust in Jesus. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Look at verse 13. For whosoever, let's read it out loud. Here we go. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You've seen the Word of God. You've heard the Word of God. And dear friends, I just want to emphasize, I just want to say it again. I want to say it again from all my heart. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. And if you want a mansion, there's one waiting. There's one there, right? It's got your name on it. Amen. And He wants you there. He wants you to have life, even on this earth, spiritual life. He rose from the dead that you might have life. He is the resurrection and the life. That's what I wanted to leave with you today. And so you can have it. It's promised and it's real. Let's stand together.